Last week, Michigan football lost one of its favorites, longtime assistant coach Terrell Burton. You might not have heard of him, but anyone who knew him won't forget him. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon explains why.
Today, big-time college football coaches are media stars with thousands of followers on Twitter. They're rich and famous, whether they should be or not. Even assistant coaches are millionaires now, but it was not always that way. This week in Ann Arbor, a few hundred people gathered to remember a college football coach who was not rich or famous, but he'd earned the respect of everyone there. His name was Terrell Burton, but don't feel bad if you don't know him. He seemed to go out of his way to avoid the spotlight. Burton was born in 1929 and grew up in Oxford, Ohio, home of Miami University. He was a serious student and a great athlete, but 70 years ago, those skills did not automatically get you into college. So Burton joined the Army instead, then used the GI Bill to enroll at Miami as a 22-year-old freshman. As a senior, Burton led the football team in kickoff returns, punt returns, rushing, scoring, and interceptions. Bo Schembechler said Burton was the best tailback Miami of Ohio ever had. And Bo knew that because at the time he was coaching Bowling Green when Burton was running through his defense. When Bo told Terrell's wife, Sue, that nobody could catch her husband, she said, "I did." Unfortunately, Bo said, "We did not have Sue Burton on scholarship at Bowling Green." Miami went undefeated that season, but received no bowl invitations. In 1955, Southern teams would not play against black players like Burton. I can only imagine what he had to deal with over the decades, but I never heard him say a word about it. He just kept going. The next spring, NFL teams showed some interest, but he signed up with the Ottawa Rough Riders in the Canadian Football League. In his first year, he led his team in running, receiving, and kick returning, and led the league with 8 interceptions. But he returned the next year to Ohio to teach and coach at a junior high school. After earning his master's degree in 1962, Burton rose through the coaching ranks. In 1970, Schembechler hired him at Michigan for a whopping $11,000, about 5% of what they make now. Burton coached the wide receivers and then the tailbacks, many of them All-Americans. Coach Burton was not a man you wanted to disappoint, but if you did what he asked, he would defend you, even against the famously demanding Schembechler. If Schembechler caught one of Burton's players missing a block, he'd ask Burton, "Now what the hell happened there?" On a staff prone to yelling and screaming, Burton was the quiet one. "That's my fault," he'd say. "I'll fix it." And that's all Schembechler needed to hear. Over the years, other teams offered Burton higher pay and a higher profile, but he always turned them down to stay at Michigan. Burton earned 12 Big Ten rings under Schembechler and 3 more after Bo retired. When Burton finally stepped down after the 1994 season, he turned his competitive drive to golf, where he shot in the 70s. Burton always carried himself with a quiet dignity, fully confident without an ounce of cockiness. He had an honest face and no agenda. He never resorted to gossip, and no one can recall him saying a bad word about anyone. Being around Coach Burton made you want to be a better person. Last week, Terrell Burton died of a heart attack at age 87. His funeral included big names like Jim Harbaugh and eulogies by Jack Harbaugh, Jerry Hanlon, and 3 of his former players. He was surrounded by people who had known him well for many years and loved him for who he was. Terrell Burton was not rich or famous, but he never cared about those things. What he cared about were loyalty, respect, and the people around him. I like to think those things still matter more. Burton's funeral suggested that they do.